If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Jamal Cole is a change maker in Chicago. He is the founder of My Hood, My City. I screwed that up. I got that backwards. My block, like My Hood, My City. How are you, Jamal?
It's all good, Lisa. It's all good. My dad says it the same way. I'm doing well. How you doing?
Doing great. And I know you're just saying goodbye to Chicago Lawn. What did you learn in that neighborhood?
Wow. So some communities, a lot of communities are diverse. But Chicago Lawn is not just diverse in terms of, like, people, but in the range of kind of what's happening. So there's, like, retail, manufacturing, hospitality, like, construction and service. So, and Rogers Park is diverse in the building. So in Rogers Park, you have people that, it could be a transgender couple on your left, it could be an African couple on your right, an Indian couple below you in the same building. In Portage Park, the diversity is at the block level. So there's Polish people on your block, there's, you know, Irish people on your block, Chinese, black, but again, Chicago Lawn is more diversity by the range of jobs, and that's kind of like the biggest thing I was taking from it that month. So,
and what did you learn from the people in Chicago Lawn? What kind of message did they want to share with you?
Yeah, well, I just felt like, you know, SWOP, you know, Southwest Organizing Project, is like a college for community organizers there. And they, you know, over the last 20 years, they bought up like 90 properties, like 90 vacant properties in the area. And there's only like five around the surrounding areas, like five left. And so they sell those properties to people in the area so they can stay there and stay community organizers. So many community organizers from Good Kid, Mad City, TGI Movement, you name it, they all bought properties from SWOP. And so I like the vibe they have going there. Alderman Stephanie Coleman, I mean, it's a lot of flooding going on in the Southwest. It's like a very divested community in Chicago, but Alderman Stephanie Coleman, she's going to mop people's floors, giving them buckets to pick up water. I mean, she's out in the streets really, like, helping her residents. That was great. And then finally, the Lithuania Museum. Oh, my Lord. Like, you guys all got to go visit the Lithuania Museum. If you love art, if you love history, if you love activism, oh, man, that is it's a tearjerker. It's a really good place to visit.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm in on that. A couple people, you know, my mom's older friends, a few that are still alive are Lithuanian, and I'll have to call them up and see if they've been so that I can take them if they haven't, because they're in their 90s, and that's something they should certainly know exists.
Absolutely. You got to check it out. They're very hospitable there, but it's also like so many great pictures, so many great stories. Also, close to there, there's a place called Lindsay's Gertie that they sell. I've never had this before, but they sell chili and spaghetti together, and it was my first time having it, spaghetti and chili. It's really good, though, so I got it. And also, there's restaurants in Chicago Lawn, because, you know, it's like 85% Latinx or Mexican. So when I was there, like, there's restaurants that have robots serving tacos. And so if you ain't never had a robot serve you a taco, you got to go to Chicago Lawn. It's crazy.
That's funny, because Taco Bell was using AI. They've done 2.1 million orders with AI at Taco Bell locations that had AI, and they already said it's a bust. They're stopping it. It's not working. But I have had a robot serve me a meal, and it is kind of interesting. Jamal Cole is going to live 30 days in every one of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. And tell everyone in our audience what neighborhoods you've lived in so far this year.
Thank you. So, Lisa, first month I was in South Shore. The second month I went to Uptown, a little further south. First month was South Shore. Second month was Pullman. I love Pullman. Third month was Uptown. The fourth month was Humboldt Park. I ate so much food in Humboldt Park. I gained so much weight there. My fifth month was Rogers Park. My sixth month was Portage Park. And month seven was Chicago Lawn. And this morning I moved to North Lawndale on the west side. And I went to the Green Tomato Cafe I had a chorizo burrito, and also worked out at the Lawndale Christian Health Center, which is a great gym there. So I'm in North Lawndale for the next 30 days. If you live in Homer Square, if you live in North Lawndale, if you're a teacher, if you run a laundromat, if you're at the library, you run a nonprofit, I want to link up with you and find out what's good, what are the assets in the neighborhood, and how can I uplift whatever you guys got going on and volunteer, and I'll be there for 30 days.
Because that's what you're doing. You're volunteering. You're gathering people. You're listening. You're contributing. And there has to be some commonality among all of these neighborhoods. What would it be?
Yeah, I would just say it's revealing to me each month, like the real purpose. But I would just say I like to be around good things happening. Chicago gets a bad rap where if it bleeds, it leaves. And we hear, you know, the president wants to send troops in left and right. But, you know, I would say, man, we have the in Chicago Long has a beautiful, President Trump likes the golf, doesn't he? Chicago Long has a beautiful golf course. Marquette Park is real cheap to get in there. It's a beautiful part of Chicago. So instead of talking about the negatives and the if it bleeds, it leads, there's so many positives. There's so many assets. We're not a park poor city. So I would say right now I'm just finding that we have some beautiful parks and people. I love to be a part of good stuff happening. There's a lot of good people in Chicago. Follow me so I can show you who the assets are in the neighborhood and connect with them. That's what I was saying. So,
yeah, because there's a narrative being written about our city, not just in our state, but in our nation and worldwide. And it's not good. The president just called us a hellhole, something that Darren Bailey, who was running for governor, often said. And then he put out a press release just a couple weeks ago and said it's a beautiful city and it needs to be saved. Do we need to be saved?
Well, no, I think that, you know, democracy starts on the block level. It definitely doesn't start at the federal level. And I feel like, you know, I work with a lot of community activists and nonprofit leaders and civil servants who have been addressing, you know, gun violence in inner cities for decades. And so we all know that there's no copy-pastable solution for gun violence because every city is different. But in Chicago, every neighborhood is different. So, you know, what's effective in D.C. is not going to be effective in Chicago, just like what's effective in Lakeview is not going to be effective in Chicago Lawn. So we need to be looking at or identifying individual programs within communities and seeing if we can help them expand to broader strategies. And like that's what we do in my Block, My Hood, My City. It's actually prevention work, not prevention from retaliation, not prevention with mental health, but primary prevention where if you show people better, they'll do better. And that's kind of the prevention work that I want to get behind.
And tell everyone how they can follow you, Jamal.
You can follow me, Lisa, at my website, which is formyblock.org. That's formyblock.org. Or follow me on Instagram. You guys can support me. Buy me a coffee, please. Help pay for some food. Help me keep going on this trip. I'm just really 77. This is month 8. You know, the road's so narrow, I'm not turning around, but I definitely need some support. So go to my website, formyblock.org, and make a donation. Please support me. Keep going.
Thank you so much for always checking in, and good luck on your next venture.
You're awesome, Lisa. Peace.